Well, good morning. My name's Debbie. I just heard you talking about your rental dilemma.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where did you find the house listing?
I found it online on a site called Zillow. I guess it's basically the site, from what I've experienced the last couple weeks looking, it's just history of the house, like how much it's sold for, if it sold at one point, and so forth. So.
Mm-hmm. And have you been in contact, like verbally, with the owner?
Not verbally. No, I just emailed yesterday and I got the response this morning. So
okay,
I'd be a little bit leery.
I know, I'm thinking that, but you got to see this house. It's amazing.
You know what you could do?
Uh-huh.
If you have the address, I would talk to the neighbors.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just be really careful, because I mean, if you would have said Craigslist,
I would have come over there and slapped you.
Definitely, because I mean, if I were trying to, you know, be a little bit shady,
right?
If I were telling somebody that I was studying abroad, I would tell them I would, you know, be studying theology rather than like abnormal psych or something.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, a man of the cloth wouldn't lie to me. That's exactly what he's going for. Yeah.
All right. I hope it's legit, and I hope it's the house that you're meant for.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
Good morning. I listened to your house deal just now, and
yes.
I did the same thing in Portland.
Okay.
It's a scam.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, it's a total scam. They just try to get information from you, and usually they're houses that are either gone bankrupt or in foreclosure, and they get addresses and everything.
No, but the house is so nice.
I know.
I'm sorry, but
if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, especially if they say they can't meet you.
I know.
That's a big, red flag.
Well, I appreciate the help.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah, Margie Lunan. I'm from Redmond. Love listening to you, though.